This is the Publix Radio. I'm Nina Sparling, and you're listening to Artscape. When you think of the library, you probably think about books, magazines, maybe newspapers. But one popular item in Providence's community library system is actually a loom for weaving.
I was wondering if I could just, like, do boarding knots and then, like, unravel the yarn, and if that'll give me something like this.
Iza Tahir looks at the loom she's just unpacked from its black plastic carrying case. She's working on a tapestry, a nature scene with a river.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing. Because originally I was going to do like another layer of ground, like that or something, and like have more.
Michelle Barthelemy and Cheryl Knoll peer over her shoulder, offering advice. For months, they've all been coming to the Mount Pleasant branch of the Providence Community Libraries on Monday nights to weave.
So what if I just do the tree instead?
I'd like
you could always go in and fill in later, too, if you decide.
I think people are really excited about and like eager to learn processes with their hands and things that are a little less digital and like have an opportunity to be like very present.
That's Kristen Haynes. She started teaching the weaving class at the Mount Pleasant Library last fall. It's part of a broader effort at the community libraries in Providence to provide arts education as well as access to tools and materials. The library teaches patrons how to sew, how to tuft rugs, and how to use 3D printers. But the weaving class has been uniquely popular. Haynes teaches weaving on simple frame looms for making small tapestries, not the intricate machines used for weaving yards and yards of fabric. The library purchased 10 of the tabletop looms using grant funding.
I knew that people really enjoyed it, but I didn't anticipate to like have such a popular class where like every time I put out a call for registration, I get like 10 emails from people being like, oh, I would like to register for this class.
Since the library started circulating the looms last fall, they've become a sought-after item in the collection. People enrolled in the weaving class can check them out for a week at a time. Since November 2023, the looms have circulated nearly 90 times. Cheryl Knoll was one of the first people to sign up for the four-week Introduction to Weaving course when Haynes started offering it last fall.
You know, I'm retired, but I'm working on a middle grade novel that has a weaver in it, and I wanted to see what weaving was actually like. But then I liked it. Obviously, I've been doing it for a while.
What started as a four-week free course to learn the basics of tapestry weaving grew into a weekly routine. Knoll has been coming to the weaving class more or less every week for almost a year now.
It seems like it would be tedious in-out, in-out, but it actually pulls me in. People say it's meditative, but I don't find that to be true. I just find that as soon as I'm doing it, it's an hour later.
Knoll has made several small tapestries since she first started coming to the class. Today, she's finishing up an abstract composition in burgundy, oranges, and light green. She's taken the weaving off the loom and is tucking in the loose ends, considering what her next project will be. Across the table, Charlie Slate is also tying up loose ends, finishing up a gift for a sibling.
And the only other thing left to do on this is some little embellishments with embroidery. So I'm going to do that at home with my other supplies. So I want to sort of get a new piece started while I'm here to feel like I got something done today. Because this piece has been going for a really long time.
Charlie then starts a new weaving, pulling a rust-colored yarn through the vertical strings on the loom.
You can also get that fun sound when you pull it out and it kind of sounds like a little bit of a harp.
That's the sound.
Silence settles over the group for the first time all night. They come to weave, but they've also formed a community. The group consults on each other's projects, thinking through how to make yarn look like falling water or mimic the motion of falling leaves. Haynes, the instructor, called it a, quote, third space, somewhere that isn't work or home to interact with people who you might not encounter otherwise.
It's just been really lovely to build this community and to have this third space that people can come to where, you know, everything's free and you're able to be creative and enjoy conversation while you work on your projects.
Some regulars have come to love weaving, the class, and the community so much that they've invested in their own supplies.
A lot of people have been here for a few months or more, and sometimes when people want to like stay for a long time, they end up buying their own loom so then new people can come through.
I'm one of those.
That's Michelle Barthelemy, who bought a loom just like the ones the library lends out after just a few weeks in the weaving class.
I went out and bought my own loom, and so now I am able to do my own work and not worry about taking up a loom for somebody else who might want to learn.
She's working on a tapestry weaving of a tree with falling leaves, inspired by some of the Native American tapestries she grew up around.
So around my grandmother's house, there are always pieces of blankets or throws that were made by her family members. And I just loved the patterns. I thought, oh, this is interesting, but I didn't think I could actually do it or figure it out. So
she's made several small tapestries since starting the class. The day I visited, a new student joined the group, the first fresh face in a while. Haynes, the teacher, had a loom waiting for her.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I'm just counting in to make sure that I'm on the same peg on the bottom as I am on the top so that my weaving will be straight.
Haynes wraps thin cotton yarn around pegs, forming the warp, which is the underlying structure of a weaving.
And the most important thing with this is that you have a tight tension. So you can see I'm holding it very taut between my fingers, and it's kind of guitar string-esque.
The new weaver, Catherine Trin, picks two yarns, one deep turquoise, the other tan. Those are the weft and will create the pattern on the tapestry. Haynes guides her through the first few rows of weaving.
So do I flip this out?
Yes. Yeah. So you want to turn it on its side. Perfect.
Trin pulls the yarn across the loom, packing it down in between rows.
And then you're on the right side, so you'll come back over towards the left.
After a few rows, Haynes shows Trin how to create vertical columns of alternating colors, a slightly more advanced technique. By the end of class, Trin has woven a few inches of her first tapestry. And it's not the first time she's turned to the library for creative inspiration.
My friends are always like, how are you doing all these crafts? Like, why do you have 7 hobbies? And well, like, my hobbies are just whatever is offered by the library.
Trin opted not to take the loom home with her, figuring she'd wait until she'd learned a few more techniques in class the following week. For the Public's Radio, I'm Nina Sparling.